So on the line right now, I've got Knowledge. He just got back from the World DNA Tour with the Backstreet Boys, and I'm sure that was probably the adventure of a lifetime. First question I got to ask, though, is how many days in a row were you guys performing? Like, did you have any days off in between?
So here's the crazy part. The first part was nuts. We did like 6 countries in 8 days, like 6 shows over 5 countries in 8 days.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah, that, and we were sick. Like, oh my God, it was rough, man.
You've got a residency in Vegas, so I can only imagine like how many people you meet on the daily, but how did it all come about, like, for your journey? How did you get the opportunity to go on tour with the Backstreet Boys?
So I actually started working for a guy who's one of the top production managers in the world, and he happens to be from Calgary. And it started from doing like backstage parties for like the Weeknd tour and the Rihanna tour. And then it was like opening up for Ariana Grande, then opening for Mariah Carey, and then the Backstreet Boys, and then, you know, Backstreet Boys again now. So
it all started in Calgary. Who would have thought? Right here in little old Southern Alberta. One of your posts you were talking about when you were in Germany and you forgot the words to a song or something. What was that all about? What happened?
One of the things I believe in is music connects people like nothing else. And everybody loves that feeling of togetherness. So if you can combine words from other people's language, now I literally spend hours in every country, like, and literally the press, their note, like the people really noticed. They actually wrote about me and gave me rave reviews in Hungary.
I'm going to have to show you this song that I wrote that's partly Hungarian.
No way.
Yeah. This is off topic, but I dated a guy who was Hungarian. And so I wrote this hilarious song one time called Hungarian Horseback Riding because and part of it was written in Hungarian. I googled the lyrics and I like googled how to say it exactly properly and like full on wrote the best song you've ever heard.
That's hilarious.
Anyways, okay, back on topic. God. Back on topic.
Okay. So cool, because if this makes your radio show, I will send my Hungarian, you know, because I got a ton of fans now and friends in Hungary. I could be like, here, have a listen to this. You know, and that's so awesome, right? Now we just created like this Southern Alberta link to Hungarian in Budapest. Yeah. You know what I mean? This is the beauty of music and language. And it's like, let's go back to things that bring us together.
Absolutely. You know?